You're listening to The New Classical, 96.3 FM. I'm Bill Anderson, and I am very pleased to welcome two very special guests, both of whom have just had a wonderful honor bestowed upon them. Just this morning, TSO Music Director Peter Ingen announced that two Canadian artists, conductor Shalom Bard, has been appointed as the TSO's RBC resident conductor, and composer Kevin Lau has been appointed as the TSO's RBC affiliate composer. Both gentlemen with me now. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How exciting is this?
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, this is a big deal. I want to know just when you got the news, and we'll start with you, Kevin. What was your immediate reaction?
I think I was fairly articulate throughout the interview process, and I heard by phone. I was called by phone while I was doing a private lesson, and I think I had a moment of silence where I was speechless, and then the word that came out was, really? I was just, and then afterwards, I was just absolutely thrilled and elated.
But you weren't able to sort of let a whoop because your student was there.
Yeah, she actually took a break because she knew I was taking a phone call.
Okay. Well, that's
so
great.
Nobody was in the room to see me completely flustered and inarticulate, but well, I recovered myself.
It is a really big deal. Shalom, what was your reaction when you heard?
Oh, I screamed, and I remember Peter Ingen saying, well, he's happy and I'm deaf.
Well, for those who don't know, these are very important positions. They're positions you have to apply for, and you go through a rigorous screening process, and there are many, 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 many other people who would like to have. Kevin, start with this process to tell us what you went through in order to arrive at today.
Well, I was called in for an interview, and for the interview, I had to present, I had to essentially come up with a program, like a hypothetical program for one of the new creations concerts for the TSO. So I had about a week to do this, and I was given a theme to work with and essentially use some research to come up with a list of composers and pieces that I thought would be appropriate for the subject. And then I had to prepare an introduction as well for one of my pieces as though I was presenting to a TSO audience. So it was a bit of public speaking testing, and then a couple of questions. Then I was called in for a second interview, which was not initially advertised, I think. And for that interview, I had to talk about a musical excerpt of one of my pieces in some depth, and essentially lead a discussion of my music and my style and my process.
Pretty much the same thing for you, Shalom?
Similar, but not quite the same. We had to apply, I remember, by March 9th, and the application basically was a resume and a letter of intent and some examples of your work as a conductor. And then by, I think it was April 5th, we were notified if we sort of made it to the live round, which was comprised of two stages as well. I guess that's where it's similar. The first one was with the Youth Symphony. And the next one was 3 weeks later with the TSO in Roy Thomson Hall.
When you get that second interview, you know you're in the running. Now, talk about a little bit of what you have done before. And Kevin, back to you. You've had works commissioned by the Mississauga Symphony, Hamilton Philharmonic, the Esprit Orchestra, I know. And tell us about some more.
Right. Well, I've been actually attending the University of Toronto for quite some time, so I've been a student for a while. I'm actually graduating tomorrow.
Congratulations on that, too.
Thank you. But during that time, I've been working with a couple of orchestras, and my primary interest is in composing for orchestra. So when I was appointed composer in residence for the Mississauga Symphony a couple of years ago, that was really wonderful. I love working with that symphony, and it also gave me a lot of experience with not only the composing process, but also working with orchestras and musicians, and the sort of infrastructure of the whole environment. And I think that really helped me with the TSO. And
you're also a pianist. Now, have you had any time to practice lately?
I don't have much time to practice. I love playing piano. I really love it. It was, I did piano for many, many years. I studied since I was five, and I didn't get into composition until much, much later. So piano was really my first love. Nowadays, I don't get too much of a chance to practice, but every now and then when there's some downtime with commissioning and things like that, I'll I'll arrange something or I'll pull out some Chopin. And
do you compose at the piano?
I used to more than I do now. Mm-hmm. I typically find that because I'm a piano player, I can actually find it a little bit limiting if I compose at the piano, because a lot of my ideas become kind of stuck to, sort of trapped within the confines of the instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm writing for orchestra, I want to sort of let my imagination really loose. And so I tend to sketch first.
Right. Now, Shalom, you're a clarinetist. You're still playing.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I read the violin parts.
Really? Explain that to non-musicians.
Oh, well, looking at the orchestral score, there's all the instruments of the orchestra in front of you, and in order to know what it kind of sounds like, you have to play it, since I'm not a pianist. So I go into my default setting, which is a clarinetist, and read the different instruments on the clarinet and sort of get an idea of what that sounds like.
And tell us a bit more about your background and who you've worked with before.
So as a conductor, in the past year I was in Halifax with Symphony Nova Scotia as a resident conductor. And before that I was 3 years in Montreal studying conducting. And before that I was a clarinetist.
Now, you're going to be involved in a lot of the education and outreach programs. What are you looking forward to there?
Oh, well, definitely sharing my passion for classical music. If I can inspire anybody or share with them how much I love it, and they can fall in love with that too. I know how that was happened to me because of Leonard Bernstein. I think, you know, like, that's how I really fell in love with this. So if I can sort of keep that tradition alive, that would be amazing.
And the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra is going to be your responsibility.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited about that.
Weren't you an alumnus?
I was, yeah, it was just 20 years ago, which feels like it. 3 years ago, you know. Actually, yesterday I found a sweatshirt from 1992, which had Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra on it, and I couldn't believe that I actually found it in my closet.
You have to wear it to your first rehearsal.
Second rehearsal.
You've already had one, right? back to you, Kevin, and tell us about some of the things that your duties will involve. You have to compose, at least two or three pieces?
I do have to compose at least two pieces for the Toronto Symphony, so I believe there will be one that will be scheduled for June of next year. And then some of the other things I have to do involve a bit of education outreach as well. So I'll be going to, in September, I'll be going to a couple of schools in Northern Ontario and doing some composition workshops. And basically, like Shalom, just sort of sharing my passion for what I do, and hopefully having some of that reach some of the kids.
Now, I want to mention to all of our listeners that the RBC resident conductor and RBC affiliate composer positions are part of the RBC Emerging Artists Program, supported by the RBC Foundation. These positions also supported in part by the Canada Council for the Arts. I'll give you a chance to say thanks.
Well, thank you so much for this. It's because of opportunities like this where we get to sort of follow our dreams and help others do the same. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much to Canada Council. I think it's an amazing program, because as an emerging conductor, school is really lovely, but the training is just theoretical mostly, and can't prepare you for what's coming. So to give this kind of a chance of learning and yet working is an amazing opportunity, and I'm grateful for that.
Well, on behalf of audiences everywhere, I want to say my thanks to the RBC Foundation and the Canada Council. Now, we're going to go out with a little bit of music featuring a man named Maxim Vengerov, and I understand, Shalom, he's going to be the guest artist on your first conducting exercise?
That's correct.
Tell us about that concert.
Well, it's a special event. I remember when they told me that I got the job, and they told me what my TSO debut would be, my jaw dropped. That's quite a way to start my residency. But it's, what can I say? I mean, everything is a dream come true, and this is just I can't describe it. It's,
well, that concert's going to be on October the 20th, and we'll tell folks about it. More details on these appointments of resident conductor Shalom Bard and affiliate composer Kevin Lau on the website tso.ca. Thank you, gentlemen, for visiting with us today.
Thank you very much.
Let's listen to Maxim Vengerov.